Business. Bartleby. From BC to AD. Working life has entered a new era.
On March 16th, Bartleby left the offices of The Economist to head home. That was the last day when all editorial staff assembled in our London redoubt. And at the time of writing, no date for a return to the office is in sight. It is remarkable how quickly we have adapted. The newspaper has been written, edited and produced from couches and kitchen tables. January and February seem like an ancient era, the BC, before coronavirus, to the new AD, after domestication. The shift may rival great workplace transformations in the 19th and 20th centuries. Twitter has already said that all its employees will be allowed to work from home permanently, and Facebook expects half its staff to do so within a decade. It has been a much more sudden transition than occurred with factories. Steam power meant they were designed around one great power system, complete with belts and pulleys that snaked through the building. A failure at some point in the system meant the whole thing might grind to a halt. Then electrification allowed individual machines to have their own power source, but it took half a century from the introduction of electricity in the 1880s before factories were reconfigured to take advantage of the new power source. The current rapid shift to AD was enabled by preconditions. First, broadband services are today quick enough to allow for document downloads and video conferencing. Second, advanced economies revolve around services, not manufacturing. Back in the 1970s, when Britain adopted a three-day week to combat a miners' strike, there were power cuts and TV stations had to close down early. In other words, home life was severely affected as well. The pandemic has not turned the lights off. Not only that, it has made remote work seem both normal and acceptable. In the past, employees who stayed home had to overcome the suspicion that they were bunking off. Now, those who insist on being at the office sound self-important. Things are missing, of course. Video calls lack the spontaneity of a normal meeting. The off-the-cuff remarks to lighten the mood. Distance makes it difficult to generate camaraderie. Creativity is probably harder to foster. Octavius Black of Mind Gym, a consultancy, says new ideas come from weak links in networks, i.e. people you meet occasionally. Such casual collisions have become rarer.